Welcome to eMemory 2017 first quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Hsu, President Dr. Rick Shen, Vice President of Marketing and Strategy and Spokesman Dr. Evans Yang, Director Ms. Li-Jeng Chen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Hsu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.ememory.com.tw under the investor relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Hsu. Dr. Hsu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for attending today's earnings call. First of all, I would like to give you an overview of our presentation today. At the beginning of the call, we will report on our Q1 results and provide some context for our performance. Next, we will focus on a few key metrics to our future growth by looking at our royalty and the licensing development during this quarter. Following on that, we will give you an update on our business outlook. At the end of this call, we will introduce our latest product, NeoPUF, which is an innovative IP and well-positioned to tap into IoT security market. First of all, on the Q1 results, please turn to slide 11, which show our Q1 licensing revenue declined nearly 7%, while royalty revenue grew 16% on quarter. The total revenue were up by 10% on a quarter-over-quarter basis. On a year-over-year basis, our licensing revenue fell by 13.8%, and the royalty revenue grew by 12.5%, which result in a total revenue growth of 5.4%. Now let's take a look at our royalty performance in the first quarter. First, our royalty from power management IC applications fell by 25.5% on year, and down by 35.4% on quarter. Power management IC accounted for 21% of our Q1 total royalty revenue. The reason for the power management royalty decline was the royalty from iOS-based clients fell by 38% from a year ago. Next, our royalty from display driver IC applications was up 18.7% in the first quarter of 2017 from the same period last year, and 82.3% higher than the previous quarter. Display driver IC, including TDDI, contributed 50.6% of our total royalty revenues. While the display driver IC royalty from iOS-based clients declined by 34.8%, it was largely offset by 53.2% royalty growth from Android-based clients. Other applications, including fingerprint, set-top box, MCU, and Bluetooth, accounted for 28.3% of our first quarter royalty. The royalty from this application posted a year-over-year growth of 58.2% and a quarter-over-quarter increase of 10.2%. If we break down the first quarter royalty by processes, we will see the 8-inch fab contributed 66.1%, while the 12-inch contributed 33.9% compared to the same quarter last year. The 12-inch royalty grew by 44.4% and the 8-inch by 9.9%. Now please turn to slide 12 to look at our Q1 income statement. As you can see, while our revenue was up by 5.4%, our operating expense was also 9.3% higher than a year ago. Around 2 percentage point of the operating expense increase is attributed to payout of the share-based employee compensation, and the 5 percentage points is due to new hire and annual salary adjustments, and 2 percentage points to higher investment in design and equipment for advanced platforms. You would also find our net income in the first quarter fell by 8.8% on year. The reason was that we had a higher non-operating income in the first quarter last year when the company sold its equity holding in a few subsidiaries. All this resulted in the earning per share of $2 in the first quarter and the return on equity of 30.2%. Next, I would like to call your attention to our Q1 development in licensing and royalty, which are key metrics to our figure growth momentum. On technology licensing, we signed 5 new licenses in the first quarter as progresses continued to be made on advanced nodes. And the new technologies were under development for 111 process platforms by the end of the first quarter, from the low-end 0.18 micron to most advanced 7 nanometer. As you can see in slide 14, among the newly developing technology, 19 were in our NeoBit family, and 48 in NeoFuse, and 24 in NeoEE, and 20 in NeoMTP. Slide 15 shows 43 of our licensed technologies came into volume productions at the 12-inch fab in the first quarter. Among them, 2 for 7 nanometer, 1 for 10 nanometer, 3 for 16 nanometer, and 10 for 28 nanometer. Another 39 new technologies were under development for the 12-inch facilities. At the 8-inch platforms, we had 72 new technologies under development in the first quarter. On design licensing, there were 96 new product tape-outs based on our IP design licenses in the first quarter. Among them, 27 were used in LCD driver, 18 in power management IC, 13 in MCU, and 7 were sensor-related. 6 were in TDDI, and 5 in fingerprint, and 5 in OLED driver, and 15 in other applications. Now please take a look at the slide 18, which shows our penetration rate in the major foundries. The Q1 penetration rate was derived from our April royalty income, and it corresponding wafer volume out of foundries Q1 total wafer output. The U.S. smartphone market had gone through an inventory correction in the first quarter, but the chip order have rebounded since April. Now let's look at the slide 20 for our business outlook. We anticipate our revenue growth will accelerate in the second half of the year. On licensing revenue, our technology and the design license revenue are expected to grow on the continued expansion of our IP libraries and on the demand for building advanced processes and the MTP platforms among our worldwide foundry partners. On royalty revenues, royalty from fingerprint sensors will grow significantly as more customers start volume productions. The power management related royalty will maintain the growth momentum with content increase on new smartphones and the ramp of new products by our largest U.S. customer in second half of 2017. The high-end display driver IC and the TDDI application will continue volume production in the second half of the year, which will contribute to our royalty growth. The royalty from 28 nanometer is set to increase with more product tape out in 2017. In regard to our R&D results, our client will have a new product tape out at the 12 nanometer in August. The 7 nanometer IP first tape out in March at one foundry, and one more tape out was expected in August at another foundry. And our new IP, NeoPUF, is expected to be integrated to chip design by the end of this year. And the automotive application have been successfully built, and the customers have started the volume production on a small scale. So finally, let me take a few minutes to introduce our latest IP, call it the NeoPUF, which is intended to capitalize on growing security demand among IoT applications. In general, every chip is different from others for their tiny little variation created at each step of the chip fabrication process. And the NeoPUF take advantage of the narrow scale variation and extract a unique and unpredictable code accordingly. So every chip embedded with NeoPUF can have its own unique random code and make it an unclonable fingerprint. With that, NeoPUF can be widely used in the internet connected world for a security application. It can be used to generate a security key. It can be used for data encryption, so as to enhance data storage security. It can be a digital signature for protection of the hardware, and it can also be used for secure booting and the device root of trust. The innovation of NeoPUF make it possible for a chip to generate its own secret number. And this is a very innovative technology. With the increasing demand for system security, NeoPUF is expected to be used in a wide range of applications and becoming a major driving force to our future growth. And that's all from me now for now. We will open for the call for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Xu. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and we'll reply to you in a minute. Please hold on. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue.
Okay, now we got a question from HSBC. The question is, could you please explain the difference between the new EE and the new MTP?
Okay, this is a very, very technical question. I try to explain it as simple as possible. For the new EE, it is good for low power and high temperature operation. As to the new MTP, it is good for the medium and the high density memory requirements. And now, the new MTP in general is used for the MCU and Type-C product application.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and reply to you in a minute. Please hold on. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Xu, please go ahead. Please proceed.
Okay, thank you. So we at eMemory will continue our innovation in technology, and we will provide our customers and shareholder better return with our innovations. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.